Officials have been trying to keep viral hemorrhagic septicemia, or VHS, contained to Lake Winnebago and the Great Lakes. So far, DNR microbiologist Eric Eikenberry says a recent round of testing shows those efforts appear to be working.
We found no new incidences of VHS. What I mean by new is they weren't found in water bodies that had previously not had it.
Eikenberry credits efforts to stop the spread of aquatic invasive species with helping to keep VHS contained. The DNR has launched several campaigns that encourage boaters to drain live wells and to never move live fish.
Those same approaches will help keep VHS from spreading, so it complements very well with the larger approach.
The virus can cause massive fish kills in natural water bodies and could decimate fish farms.
It has the potential to run rampant through fisheries. It infects so many different species and virtually all the game species, so the potential for great harm was there.
The DNR tested samples from over 2,700 fish in 19 water bodies in the state to help monitor for the virus. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.